local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you to hour number two on a Monday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us a small part of your afternoon drive home. We appreciate it. Lots to get to here on this Monday. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 262-6111. Hope your weekend was swell. Just like the weekend prior, we had a big, big news story come out. This one on Sunday, where the president, Joe Biden, is saying that he is out of the race to run for re-election. Announced that in a statement on social media, says that he will be addressing the nation for more on his decision in the coming days. We have not received specifics on when that exactly will be. Today, though, Vice President Kamala Harris making her first appearance since Biden endorsed her.
In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
Well, Harris's campaign raked in $81 million in the first 24 hours of her announcing that she is now seeking the nomination for president. That money includes raised across the campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and joint fundraising committees as well. Speaking of the DNC, the committee will be holding a public meeting Wednesday with the goal to put and create a framework for the process of selecting the next nominee. They have pledged the process will be open, transparent, fair, and orderly. Also, on Capitol Hill, top lawmakers on the House Oversight Committee are calling on the Secret Service Director to resign. That includes Kentucky Republican James Comer, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin. They released a rare joint letter calling on Kimberly Cheadle to resign for failing to protect Donald Trump.
In my opinion, you do need to be fired immediately. And it is because this is gross incompetence.
Byron Donalds there.
You would say the fact that the rooftop was outside the perimeter is not an excuse for what happened, saying that it was outside the perimeter of the event.
I am not offering that as an excuse.
Those comments were not even anywhere close to being the testiest exchanges that were held this morning there. Marjorie Taylor Greene taking aim at her. Also, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with some direct pointed questions, a lot of which the director, Kimberly Cheadle, could not or would not answer. So we will just see what happens on that front as members from both sides of the aisle took turns grilling her over the security lapses. That's a look at our top three stories on this Monday. Traffic and weather, starting with Alan Strum.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, just a few spots to note. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Still got some pretty severe backups there, pushing you back to Creighton Road. Also, we did have an accident report last hour on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This was going to be if you were traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard. That's near the Tiger Point area. We still do have some backups over there as a result of that incident, so be on the lookout for that. And then we've got some minor congestion going both east and west on Navarre Parkway traveling towards Highway 87. And then we were dealing with some backups on Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But while that's cleared out, we do have some backups still on Caroline if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right. A Milton woman is facing charges for allegedly stealing more than $1.3 million from a local electric business. 45-year-old Jessica McKinnon is now charged with fraud and larceny. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says McKinnon worked as a bookkeeper for Paul Patrick Electric between 2019 and 2023, and during that time she had access to the company's finances. Investigators say she would take money and shift it to other accounts to disguise the stolen funds. She was arrested last week and has since been released from jail. Local divers are asking Escambia County to buy an old ocean liner to create a new artificial diving reef. The county is looking at the SS United States, a 1,000-foot-long retired vessel that's longer than the Titanic. Local divers believe it would be a big boost for tourism.
There was a study done after sinking of the Oriskany, a couple years after sinking of the Oriskany, that stated that if we'd had a companion ship similar, that our net revenue income from the tourism would be even greater. So I know that it will definitely increase tourism for our area.
That's Dive Pros president Carrie Freeland. He talked to Channel 3. It would cost around $10 million to get the vessel here and to sink it. Santa Rosa County today, Commissioner Colton Wright again speaking out against the idea of a November straw poll to appease citizens both for and against incorporating Navarre. During today's committee meeting, he took State Representative Joel Rudman to task.
We have a state representative that's pushing for this, that's not communicating effectively with a state representative that also represents the district. We have a state representative pushing this that wants it, but doesn't want to take it on himself and take all the heat and run the bill. He wants to put it on us because it puts two gentlemen at odds with two other gentlemen that are running for the seat that he's openly endorsing. This is absolutely a political stunt.
And earlier this month, Rudman addressed the board asking them to put a non-binding referendum on the ballot to settle the matter once and for all. Well, Wright says Rudman can file a bill in Tallahassee if he wants, but doesn't want to deal with the negative backlash. Also today, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office issuing a fraud alert to the public on a suspect currently in custody in Gadsden County. 34-year-old Aaron Carrillo is charged with grand theft, contracting without a license, and failing to obtain building permits throughout the Panhandle, Alabama, and Louisiana. Investigators say he's been operating under the business name Tres Carrillos LLC. He's alleged to have taken a $19,000 job for a home that required a contractor license and electrical license. He failed to obtain the proper permits and permit inspections for the job, and he caused an estimated $50,000 in damage to the house he worked on. The sheriff's office is encouraging anybody who may have conducted business with Aaron Carrillo or Tres Carrillos LLC to contact them with information. We'll take a break there, a look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve. And of course, we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
A pretty nice Monday afternoon and evening right now. A mix of sun and clouds, and hopefully not too hot out there. I don't think that the heat index was all that hot today. But Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now. Austin, I am aware that we have a pair of tickets to give away. Would you mind, yes, for my benefit and the listeners, explaining what in the world these tickets are for?
Sure. All right. So it's Pensacola Little Theater. It's a pair of tickets to Disney's Descendants, which is from July 19th to August 4th. It says, watch as the children of Disney's most notorious villains, Maleficent, the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil, and Jafar, attend Auradon Prep, a school for the children of heroes and royalty, where they must decide where their loyalties lie with their villainous parents or forging their own destiny. Again, that is at Pensacola Little Theater from July 19th to August 4th. And yeah, we got a pair of tickets to give away for that.
The struggle of having evil parents, but you are trying to determine whether you should grow up in their stead or be
create
good.
Your own path.
Yeah, be good. Okay. And that's the children of Jafar.
Yeah, it's the children of Jafar, Maleficent, the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil. All and right. That's the other one.
Okay. Let's go 850-437-1620. First person to text in Cruella.
And it's got to be spelled right. Don't tell them how to spell it.
I don't know that I could. Is it C-R-U-E-L-A or two L's?
I'm not going to tell you. Hey, who said anything about it being the letter C?
I'm pretty sure it's Cruella with a C.
Well, but we don't know. That's for the texter to decide.
All right.
All right, not you, smarty pants.
850-437-1620.
We just now got a text that spelled it wrong. So, see, there you go. That's why I didn't want to give any hints. This is supposed to be a tight competition. All right, we'll get back to that in a moment. Just about 525.
You sure? You sure that's spelled wrong?
No. If you look at the text here, now, It seems like they've since corrected it, but there was one that was spelled wrong.
somebody spelled it like like you would expect a local Pensacolian who loves Mardi Gras to spell it with the K R E W.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get back to that in a minute. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. It's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. It seems like we also have some backups developing on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and then continuing eastbound. We had an accident report over there that's causing some backups. And then it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling both east and westbound near Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, there's not much holding you up at this time.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week, with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Well, certainly getting reaction from Florida Republicans and Democrats as President Biden is out of the race.
What they're doing is a political coup by the elites, the Clintons, the Obamas, and the rest of the donors.
That from Republican Maria Salazar. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, among them, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says the party stands solidly behind Kamala Harris in running for the for election as the Democrat nominee.
And the deadline to register for the August 20th primary in Florida is today. Floridians can register in person, online, or by mail. However, mail applications must be postmarked by today. To register online, visit registertovoteflorida.gov. Again, that is registertovoteflorida.gov. Today is also the last day to change party affiliation ahead of the primary. The last day to request a vote-by-mail ballot is August 8th.
Man accused of stabbing a teen more than a dozen times at South Florida Airport will remain behind bars. 29-year-old Alexander Love was denied bond for attempted murder charges earlier today.
He attacked the victim, who's 17 years old, with a long butcher knife 18 times on his arms, shoulders, neck, face, and head, and legs, while the victim's sitting on the floor eating a meal.
He's also accused of trying to throw the victim off a balcony. She was able to escape to another floor, where officers found her in critical condition.
And drivers in Florida are seeing a double-digit drop in gas prices. AAA reports the state average dropped 18 cents in the last week or so, falling from $3.55 per gallon to $3.36 on Sunday. That's the lowest daily average since July 1st and nearly 30 cents less than the highest price this year of $3.64 back on May 3rd.
Senator Rick Scott is taking steps to force President Biden out of office as soon as possible. Scott wrote yesterday that he is introducing a resolution urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. That amendment allows those in the administration to push for the president's removal. Senator Scott says Biden should not be running the country if he can't run for re-election. I'd put the chances of that at zero. The only time I have seen the invoking the 25th Amendment work is in 24.
And dozens are injured in Yemen after a retaliatory airstrike from the Israeli military. Israel says Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a drone into central Tel Aviv on Friday, killing one person and injuring eight others. One day later, Israel responded with airstrikes on diesel storage facilities and an electric company in Yemen. Initial reports claimed that at least 80 people were wounded. Israel later confirmed the attack and said the strikes were a direct response to Friday's drone strike in Tel Aviv.
Still seeing fallout from the massive tech glitch that triggered global outages. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says a Microsoft update was to blame for taking businesses offline, grounding flights on Friday. Well, today, flights still being impacted as airlines scramble to catch up. That includes, unfortunately, a couple from my church. They are out in Seattle. They were due to fly back on Friday. They said they were at the airport for 8 hours again today trying to get home, and then were informed that the earliest they could get out would be Thursday. So that sucks.
And Wall Street closing higher after a rally in tech stocks. The rebound helped lift markets, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining more than 1.5%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 127 points to 4415. The S&P 500 added 59 points to 5564. And the NASDAQ gained 280 points to 18007.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to Washington, D.C. as we speak. The Israel leader says this will be an opportunity to thank the president for the things he did for Israel in the war. He is also going to be addressing a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. Congratulations to Kat picking up the tickets. Pensacola Little Theater, we do have another pair to give away later on this week, so be on the lookout for that. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update, back with a look at sports, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, and much more.
I'm John Saucier. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle testifying before the House Oversight Committee about the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Committee Chairman James Comer.
I don't think there was one question asked by anyone that the average American hasn't already asked at a diner or at church or at a ball game. The American people have questions. They deserve answers.
Cheadle so far has resisted calls to resign. Republican vice presidential nominee Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, holding his first solo campaign rally in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio, says he and the former president will fight for workers.
You ought to be able to put a good dinner on the table and send your kids to whatever vacation and whatever school you want to. Work hard and play by the rules. You get a good life. It's that simple.
Vice President Kamala Harris has been endorsed by President Biden and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And her campaign's reportedly raised $81 million in the last 24 hours. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher today following a disappointing close to last week's trading. The Dow gained 127, while the S&P 500 shot up 59, and the NASDAQ gained 280 points. McDonald's is extending its $5 value meal beyond its initial four-week window in most of the U.S. markets in an effort to lure back cash-strapped customers. The $5 value meal rolled out on menus June 25th and was initially set to last roughly a month. It includes a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink. Nebraska-based Berkshire Hathaway trimmed its gigantic Bank of America holding for the first time in 4.5 years following the bank's strong 2024 run. Warren Buffett's conglomerate sold nearly 34 million shares of Bank of America for almost $1.5 billion in separate sales Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brand. John Harbaugh said the vision the Ravens have is that Lamar Jackson will go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. Don't get me wrong, it's nice for coach to say that, but there's no way Lamar will ever be viewed as the greatest QB ever. We all know the 2-time MVP is obviously a tremendous quarterback, but there's one thing missing from his resume, and that's a Lombardi trophy. Yes, many question Lamar's ability to win it all, but even if he gets his hands on a Lombardi trophy, no one will ever say he's a better quarterback than Tom Brady, and nor should they. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
On September 11, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Welcome, Robbie.
Good morning, Jess.
It's definitely rainy outside today, and I definitely don't want to be outside riding my bike unless I know what gear to wear.
What gear to wear, and definitely have fenders on your bike so you don't get that great racing stripe up your back, that big piece of mud sticking on your back.
I like mud on my back.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. All right, we've got some very heavy backups developing. This is going to be on Fairfield Drive if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. No confirmation of an accident or anything there, at least not yet, but it is looking pretty rough. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway coming from Fairfield, we do have some backups developing there also. Outside of that, it's going to be North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and then a bit further past Tiger Point where we had a previously reported traffic incident. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and we did have a little bit of backups on Caroline Street if you were traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. However, that traffic has seemingly cleared out.
Our summertime weather pattern is continuing, but the rain chances are maybe a little bit higher than what we normally see for this time of the year. We've had a lot of rain around the area recently, and we've got a chance for more showers and thunderstorms. Next couple of days, that rain chance runs at about 60%. High temps, upper 80s to low 90s, and the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. And overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Austin, what is happening in sports today?
Well, we'll start with the MLB because we have some local representation going on there. The Rays were beat up, unfortunately, earlier today by the Yankees 9-1. Ouch. Also have Marlins versus Mets getting underway any minute now. And Braves versus Reds, that's going to be getting underway at 6:20. So we'll give score updates for both of those games this time next hour. We also have four baseball legends being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. This happened yesterday. Colorado Rockies legend Todd Helton, longtime MLB third baseman Adrian Beltre, Minnesota Twins legend Joe Mauer, and longtime manager Jim Leyland gave speeches at the yearly induction ceremony, so that was very nice. Also for basketball, we've got a few headlines here. NBA legend LeBron James will be the Team USA flag bearer at the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics Friday in Paris. James will be the first men's basketball player to carry the flag. I mentioned last hour, I find that rather surprising, considering our not just star-studded nature in basketball, but just how successful we've been with some of the big names we've had come through. Also, Team USA holding their final pre-Olympic showcase this afternoon. They took on Germany. They went into the fourth quarter trailing, but they ended up winning 92-88. So Germany kind of gave us a bit of a run for our money there, I suppose. They will next take on Serbia during the group stage of the Olympics on Sunday. And keeping with the basketball theme one more time, on the women's side of the Olympic basketball world, women's basketball legend Brittany Griner, suiting up for the Paris Games. She is ready to proudly represent the USA, not even 2 years after being involved in the infamous prisoner swap that got her out of Russian detainment. She described the ability to once again play for this country as meaning everything to her, and she was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison back in 2022 for drug possession and smuggling while playing over in Russia. So quite a scare there. But luckily, she's back in the red, white, and blue. You got to appreciate that. Or at least the right. Isn't Russia's, aren't their colors red, white, and blue as well on their flag? I think so, right?
They are.
Okay, so back in the correct red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Righteous red,
well,
white,
and blue. I think Russia can't. Well, some would disagree on that. Yeah, and I don't think Russian athletes can actually participate under the Russian flag because of the. And I don't think it has anything to do with the Ukraine situation. I think it has to do with the doping that they had, in Olympics past. So I think that athletes from Russia that are participating have to do so under the Olympic flag.
Okay.
And they call themselves like the Olympic athletes from Russia or something like that. It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Because, I mean, heck, it's supposed to be a very patriotic thing, you know, for each country to represent itself. So, yeah, that's kind of a bummer. In golf, Xander Schauffele celebrating his second career major championship victory after winning the 152nd Open Championship. He finished atop the leaderboard at 9 under par to win the tournament at Royal Troon Golf Course. And then lastly, here in football, we got a couple headlines, one collegiate, one pro. In college football, ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips says that the league will fight lawsuits with Clemson and Florida State for as long as it takes during his opening comments at ACC kickoff. Phillips says that the conference is bigger than any one school or schools. So, of course, this is kind of just highlighting what we already knew both parties. Like, we know the stance that they're taking. You've got Florida State, and I've reminded people of this before. I'm going to do it again. Florida State was upset about the ACC and their place in the ACC before the whole college football playoff snub happened. They wanted to be paid what they felt was more, you know, of a fair share when it came to how much money they bring to conference. And I'm sorry, but when you look at a school like Florida State and they're getting paid the same amount as Boston College, Wake Forest, of course they're going to take issues with that. So they wanted to be paid more, and they basically hinted that we may leave conferences. And then we had the playoff snub, and now they're saying, let's get this going. Clemson is seeing the writing on the wall as well. They're doing the same. So now they're wanting their fair share. They're not getting it. The ACC is saying, oh, we shall stand together, yada, 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 getting on a soapbox, whatever. So it's just a bit more of that. Then we've got the NFL. Packers quarterback Jordan Love says that he won't practice until he has a new contract. Love did report for training camp on he did report on time and has been participating in meetings, but he is not on the field. General manager Brian Gutekunst, I believe I'm saying that correctly, I'm sorry if I'm not, believes that a new extension could get done within a few days. So I heard about this, and I don't think it's much of a cause for concern.
I think it's just indicative of the selfish nature in which the Green Bay Packers players conduct themselves.
Yes, and that is not a corked view at all from Chicago Bears diehard.
It's embarrassing. It's you should be out there.
Yeah. These ne'er-do-wellers.
It's nice to have an elite quarterback who is a team guy.
Oh my god!
Not all about himself.
Yeah.
Besides the painted fingernail thing, but
Yeah, don't even get
started on that. That's just self-expression, Austin.
Well, I'll give Jordan Love credit where it's due. While this may look somewhat questionable, I don't think it's a big deal.
No,
but
it's not.
But while it may look somewhat questionable to people, maybe at first glance, if you're just reading the headline, at least he's doing this stuff while proving that he is ready for the NFL caliber. Caleb Williams hasn't proven that yet. So, I mean, he popped off with the most comfortable college career ever, and, you know, we'll see if that translates, but... Jordan Love, if you get us to the playoffs and we almost beat the eventual NFC champs, I'm cool with that, Jordan. All righty, getting into some traffic and weather here right on time. Let's see. We don't have any major issues other than Fairfield Drive. If you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, we do have confirmation that there was an accident over there. It is causing some backups at this time. Outside of that, it's just the minor usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and a bit further east because of an accident report we had last hour. And then Navarre Parkway just a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Let's see. Health, business, and science notes today. A large number of women are skipping health screenings recommended by doctors. And according to a new survey by Gallup, shows 43% of women skipped or delayed recommended preventative care action for things like cancer, heart disease, and STDs. Respondents pointed to lack of time, cost, and pain concerns among the several reasons. The majority of respondents say it's hard to prioritize their health.
And speaking of prioritizing health, McDonald's will extend its $5 value meal in most markets. Company officials announced the move in a memo to its U.S. business units, saying that the deal is helping to boost sales. According to CNBC, the fast food giant plans to extend the promotion through August at most locations. The offer includes a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5.
A new study shows AI is identifying cancer with more accuracy than doctors. Research done by UCLA shows an AI tool identified prostate cancer with 84% accuracy, compared to 67% accuracy for cases detected by physicians. The software called Unfold AI, made by Avenda Health, uses an AI algorithm to visualize the likelihood of cancer based on data. Experts say that AI could lead to more accurate diagnoses and more targeted treatments.
And significant lifestyle changes may be the key to showing or reversing Alzheimer's disease and related dementias.
Changing the way they eat, how much they move, the quality of their sleep, there is a huge window of opportunity for the improvement of cellular function in the brain.
That's Dr. Heather Sanderson. She's part of a team of doctors who believes changes such as sleep optimization, mindfulness practices, and taking supplements to support gut health will help improve cognition. She put her protocol to the test in a pilot study that showed nearly 75% of participants with significant cognitive improvement in just 6 months.
Looking at some pop culture notes, Twisters with a big weekend at the box office. The Glenn Powell-led action film is expected to gross around $80.5 million at the U.S. box office. And second, Illumination's Despicable Me 4, getting $23 million in its third weekend. And Pixar sequel Inside Out 2 got $12.7 million.
And Travis and Jason Kelce have teamed up with General Mills for their own cereal. That's right, they do a little bit of everything. It's called Kelce Mix, and it's technically not new. It just mixes their three favorite cereals, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. It'll be in stores in September.
I like that idea. If I were to go with my top three cereals that I could mix in, I think, what did I say last hour?
Trix.
I think it was Trix for Trix on one. I do like Reese's Puffs. And let's go with either Golden Grahams or Honeycomb.
I think the only problem with Trix is that it's a pretty strong, like, flavor, you know what I mean?
It is.
That could combat with something like peanut butter.
Oh, and you don't think that Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms is combating with the marshmallows?
First of all, the granular pieces of Lucky Charms don't have flavor, but then the marshmallows, it's not like they're jam-packed with flavor. I promise you, Trix is
more... You're right, though, on Trix. Yeah,
and as far as Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I think that would mesh better with a peanut butter taste than something like Trix would. But, I mean, I'm not a culinarian. I don't know what I'm talking about. Bottom line is, I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms is a good move. I think Reese's Puffs is okay. It sounds good. It sounds good to me. But, oh well. And the last surviving original member of the legendary Motown group, the Four Tops, has passed away. The family of Abdul Duke Fakir said that he passed away Monday at the age of 88 at his Detroit home. They said the cause of death was heart failure. He sang tenor on hits like Reach Out, I'll Be There, and Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yes, that's a good one there. 5:50, we'll take a break on that note. Wacky Stories, Good News, recapping our top three stories as well next.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about President Biden dropping out of the re-election campaign and the implications for that for the Democrats. Also, the plan or the proposal, I should say, to bring a $10 million boat to turn it into a reef in Escambia County. And final observations from the Republican National Convention, having been there and come back now. Interesting stuff, including the abysmally bad coverage by NBC of the event. You can find all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Two here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you, winding down on hour number two. Channel 3 at top of the hour. And as we wrap up here, just finishing up with our top three stories. So, Texter, we were talking last segment about what would our three cereal choices be. The Kelsey brothers are teaming up with a new cereal. It's not really new, but it is... In terms of cereal that we're able to buy, it's called Kelsey Mix, which is mixing their three favorites, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. Texter says their three would be Cookie Crisp, underrated. It's been a long time since I've had Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Cocoa Puffs and Reese's Puffs. So going now, of course, that's a really good blend. You know, it's cookies, right. Little mini chocolate chips, Cocoa Puffs, and then the Reese's there. So I like that. You can... let us know what would your three cereal choices be if you were coming up with your own mix at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I think that one's a relatively safe bet because Cookie Crisp, it's good, but it doesn't have a ton of flavor, you know? And what flavor it does have isn't really going to contrast with Cocoa Puffs and Reese's Puffs. I mean, that's chocolate peanut butter, that's hard to mess up.
Here is Representative Congressman Nick Langworthy. Of course, one of our top three stories today was the testimony of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. Here was just a little snippet from that.
I mean, Director, an individual walking into a rally with a rangefinder, scoping out an unprotected rooftop, and he reportedly flew a drone over hours before. It sounds like a lot more than suspicious, especially at a presidential rally. Your operational lapses, your resource management, and poor judgment nearly resulted in the assassination of President Trump. I mean, the dereliction of duty here is just appalling. The fact that you haven't visited Butler is just maddening to me. That you're not taking this job seriously. Many people here have called for your resignation. I've introduced a resolution here into this body that hopefully will get a vote this week calling on the president to fire you, ma'am. You have not done your job. You have put two black eyes on your agency, and you need to go. Mr. Chairman, I...
Just a small snippet there. I mean, that was all day long. Republicans, Democrats, pointed questions, direct comments. It is both entertaining and, frankly, very frustrating to watch her talk.
Right.
It's just like she's evasive. There is not a detailed timeline that she's able to share. She's not talking about, she could say all she wants. Oh, the buck stops with me. But basically, in her testimony, it's like, well, no, the buck doesn't really stop with me because any time we have a Secret Service event or something that where plans need to be authorized and signed off on, she says, oh, it's not really me who does that.
Right.
And she's the director of Secret Service. And so I don't know what's going to happen. There are just certain examples, and I hate to say it, but where it's just like, look, this is not a partisan issue. This is a failure, a disaster class of the highest order when it comes to you had one job and you failed miserably at it. And this is just, it's frustrating. 5:56 here. Also in our top three stories, of course, we also did have a fairly big story yesterday where the president released a letter on X saying it is time to end his reelection bid. He says he will provide an address to the nation sometime this week for more details on how it is that he came to that decision. We do not know the exact time, day that will happen, but of course we will be covering it when it does. And the Kamala Harris, vice president, of course, now would seem in pole position to get the Democratic nomination in the 24 hours since announcing that she is seeking the nomination. Her campaign raked in $81 million in fundraising. 5:57 here. Texter says she, being Director Cheadle, gave the perfect Democratic response for all the questions. I bet you she couldn't even define what a woman is either. Mm. That's another discussion that's been going on in Capitol Hill. What is a woman? looking here at some wacky stories, good news. Austin, an interesting one in Tennessee here. I don't know if you've ever vandalized a house before, but if you were to, or if you came to me and said, Joe, I'm interested in vandalizing this house, what would you recommend? I would tell you to not throw cans of Vienna sausage at it.
Mm.
But that's what happened.
Okay.
In Jacksboro, Tennessee, a former employee of the police department named Joseph Weaver was charged after stealing cans of Vienna sausages to vandalize the home of the city's vice mayor. Jimmy Snodgrass says he woke up at around 11 o'clock to several loud thumps. He walked around the house and found some broken windows and various cans of Vienna sausages lying around his home.
Two and two together.
Yeah, right. The police investigation zeroed in on Joseph after they saw security footage of him at Walmart buying them the day of the vandalism. Joseph reportedly admitted to the crime, and at one point said he was supposed to. It was supposed to be funny. Didn't land. It sounds like he may have been drunk at the time as well. Not surprisingly.
Not surprising at all. Quick good news story here. A 26-year-old grad student at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, spent a year living at a senior living facility where she would share her love of music and playing the piano with the residents in exchange for free room and board. She wasn't taking anyone's place. She was serving as an artist in residence. So, of course, that's very wholesome news there. I did want to say this because we didn't do traffic and weather this segment.
We do
have a couple of spots to note. We had some backups on I-110 if you were traveling southbound, pulling onto Garden Street. Those issues have cleared up. The only spot with any noteworthy problems is still going to be traveling westbound on Fairfield Drive towards Mobile Highway. We had an accident report there earlier, still causing some minor backups. That's the end of Hour 2. Hour 3 coming up right after WEAR. Top of our news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.